50 years, WHJE Radio has been your local source for Greyhound football. Join John Perkins and Jesse Smith for the 2013 football season as they bring expert analysis straight to your dial. 91.3 WHJE Carmel.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this WHJE broadcast of Carmel Varsity Football. This is the 6A State Championship between the Carmel Greyhounds and Warren Central Warriors. If you're just tuning in, perfect time to tune in. It's right about the start of the second half. Carmel's leading 3-0. John, what did you see in that first half?
Well, I saw a lot of things. First off, and folks, we do want to let you know, first 6A State Championship, attendance over 2,000 people, so quite the attendance here for both sides. That's exactly what I think can segue into what I saw this first half, Jesse. Early on, we saw the jitters from both sides of the ball. We saw kind of the composure almost rush out of both of these teams from the very beginning. Both drives struggled. Not as badly, though, as we thought. Isaac James came in here, really kind of the junior quarterback who stepped into the place of John Lampe, the pass-heavy quarterback, and has really transformed this team. I think it's been a disadvantage for Warren. Warren came in here having to face a new team. They had to face a new quarterback in Isaac James. And what has James done? He's done a nice job tonight. 22 yards on the ground. But the real story, Jesse, has been Shakir Paschal.
Shakir Paschal, 17 rushes, 76 yards. Very impressive night indeed for him. And you look on the other side of the ball, you have Jeff George, 6 of 16. He started out 3 of 8 and finished off 3 of 8 as well. Has 59 yards so far in this ballgame. That passing game really didn't start moving until late in that second quarter on those last couple drives.
Here's something to note, Jesse, as well. All of the drives between Carmel and Warren in this second quarter, each one started with a rush. And you begin to see, really, the comparisons of both teams. Carmel coming out here rushing the ball very well, and it's working for them. Warren Central, however, not so much. They're having a tough time on first down, really getting any yardage, running it up the middle, being met by guys like Andrew Tenn, the nose guard, as well as Vic Rowe. They've both been subbing in and out. And talking about Joe Scott, done a nice job as a defensive end, switching sides of the ball, and that's really created a lot of havoc for that rushing attack of Warren Central and forcing them to make things happen on second and third down.
We're going to take this little bit of stoppage in time here as the captains of both teams meet at midfield before the start of this second half. To remind you, other WHJE sporting events coming up on December 3rd, John, you and Riley Sawyers will be having the call for girls varsity basketball at Lawrence North. On December 6th, that's next Friday, I and Vince Reimer will have the call for boys varsity basketball versus Noblesville at home. Also, a quick reminder, follow at WHJE underscore radio and at WHJE underscore sports.
Two big-time sports, girls basketball, boys basketball, obviously coming off of that state championship victory, trying to make it a three-peat. But the girls team has done a very nice job as well, coming off a big win against HSC, one of the big premier teams. They're always dishing out pro players, even collegiate stars, really a pipeline for that college level. And so a big win there for those Lady Greyhounds.
Carmel Greyhounds will have the ball to start the second half here. They will receive the kickoff. Kicking this one away for the Warren Central Warriors will be number 55, Max Hernandez. He kicks this one up and away. That one goes back to about the 18-yard line, where it will be taken up by the Carmel Greyhounds. As some room upfield, Riley Smith will take it down to about the 29-yard line. Some modest field position for the Carmel Greyhounds to start out with. So, John, what is the key to the second half for the Carmel Greyhounds to come away with the state championship?
Got to keep running the ball. And honestly, when I was thinking of what did the Greyhounds really need to do on offense, there's not much there. They've done a fantastic job of running the ball very well. Both running backs and Shakir Paschal and even Isaac James and Chris Perkins all averaging about 5 yards a carry. That's two plays, and you've got a first down. You're keeping the chains moving. Finish drives. I've said it before, I'll say it again. They need to end these drives with some points, whether a field goal from Kramer or finally putting that ball in the end zone.
Three wide shotgun set from the left hash to hand off up the middle to Shakir Paschal. Still moving those. He has some open room. Breaking tackles. He'll be brought down at the 45-yard line, and Shakir Paschal picks up right where he left off there in the first half. Gain of 16 yards on first down. Stops the clock, 11:39 remaining in the third quarter. First down and 10 lined up off of that left hash. Shakir Paschal will go over towards the sideline. Favorite looks to be Chris Perkins. First time we've seen him since early in the second quarter and that fumble. Three wide shotgun set, two out to his right from their own 46-yard line. They fake the handoff. James keeps it, dances to the outside, heading towards the right sideline. Now tries to cut back in a heap of trouble. Will be brought down at the 43-yard line behind the line of scrimmage for the sack. And Warren Central will pin him back for about a second and 13. 11:22 remaining in the third quarter. Still 3-0 in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds. They will line up their own 43-yard line off of that right hash. We will get a couple substitutions. Looks like Pascal will check back into the ball game. Four wide shotgun set. Three out to his left. Look for Roberts in the slot, looking right this time. Finds Baldwin across midfield. Good game, about 7 yards. Arrow set up a 3rd and 5. And again, they're not really doing anything too complex in the passing game. Simple passes for Isaac James to try to complete over towards that right side. A little bit out route for Thomas Baldwin, but gets the job done. They're lined up at midfield for the 3rd and 6. Off the right hash now, here comes Isaac James. 4 wide shotgun set, 3 out to his left. Look for Roberts in the slot once again off of that left side. Pascal in the backfield. James takes the snap, drops back. Hernandez with the pressure has to dance to the outside. He'll be brought down at the line of scrimmage. That's a quick 3 and out for the Carmel Greyhounds offense. Max Hernandez, the place kicker, we've been calling his name a lot in the kicking game, comes up with the sack behind the line of scrimmage. Initial pressure.
Hernandez has been quiet. He's one of those guys that needs to get involved right there, doing a good job to create pressure. Isaac James there needs to do a better job of stepping up in the pocket and not giving up on the play. Felt the pressure from his blind spot, and instead of stepping up in the pocket, looking for a receiver downfield, danced around a little bit. That's what got him into trouble, and has now brought up this punt from the Greyhounds.
Kramer punts it away from his own 35 to Jalen Coe. That one bouncing inside the Warren Central 20. Now he's going to return this one. Slips and falls at the 18. So not the best field position to start with if you are Warren Central. Adam Kramer has done it once again. Very solid punt. Had a 47-yarder on the fly earlier in the first half. So 9:46 remaining in the third quarter. Score remains 3-0. And here come the Warren Central Warrior offense, led by the senior quarterback Jeff George. George had a serviceable first half there with 59 yards, but went 6 of 16. So the completion percentage, a little bit of a concern if you are Warren Central. Coming out in a 2-wide I formation set from his own 18-yard line off the left hash. He has a receiver on each side. George goes under center. With the hard count, George, taking a little bit of time off the play clock, takes the snap, the stretch, handoff off the right, tackles, not going anywhere. Stopped behind the line of scrimmage by Landon Sinis. That was number 25, Tyrone Young, who's had his second carry, both of them going for losses of 2 and 3 yards.
That's really been the story for this defense here. The coverage team has done a nice job to come up on these blitzes and really create some havoc in the backfield. We're talking about a guy named Alex Akins, even. The cornerback who's really led the team in tackles for the past 5 games. Again, now second in the team, again, only to the leading tackler, Sam Story. But a nice testament there as Landon Sinis comes up on the play, makes a stop at the backfield.
4 wide shotgun set for George as he's going to take an early timeout here in the third quarter with 9:04 remaining. We'll see if those timeouts come back to haunt Warren Central later in the fourth quarter. You're listening to The Edge, WHJE.
For 50 years, WHJE Radio has been your local source for Greyhound football. Join John Perkins and Jesse Smith for the 2013 football season as they bring expert analysis straight to your dial. 91.3 WHJE Carmel.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this WHJE broadcast. This is the 14th game of the Carmel football season, and this is our 14th broadcast of the season. 9:04 remaining in the third quarter. Warren Central has possession, but they are trailing 0-3 against the Carmel Greyhounds. They come out of this timeout 2nd and 13 from their own 15-yard line.
Jesse, not only is it the last game, really, in this season, but it's also our last broadcast. A lot of stakes on the line here, and it's been a real privilege to be able to follow both of these teams even a little bit. Getting to see, again, Carmel play Warren, and again, when Carmel was here playing in this classic, this jamboree, earlier in the season, we were able to catch the tail end of the Warren game and be able to see really what Jeffrey George is all about. He's been getting looks from a ton of places. He even went down and visited the Louisville Cardinals. And so shopping around some big Division I schools, a really talented player indeed, and you're beginning to see him kind of come into really who he is. Again, the second quarter did much better than the first, throwing very well, but he's got to settle back down again. Got to do a better job of hitting some of these key receivers. We're talking about guys like Zach Gegner. Again, they were able to get him the ball on a key third down, which was able to convert for that first down. We're also not seeing the likes of Darius Lee, the leading receiver with 700 yards this season, yet to really make anything going. Is Lee looking for them to get the ball out to him?
Four wide shotgun set, second and 13 from his own 15. Off that right hash, George takes the snap and rolls out to his left. Pressure coming in his face, throws it deep down the left side of the field. That one's going to be batted away by Jack Conway. A beautiful defensive stop, and Gegner knew he had some daylight in front of him. Incomplete pass makes it third and 13. That's the third pass breakup by Jack Conway in this football game. We still have 9 minutes remaining in the third quarter, John.
And again, George's nine lives are going to run out. Again, that's about five missed opportunities interceptions-wise and two from Jack Conway. That doesn't happen a lot. George has to be smarter considering he's backed up to his own end zone. You can't force a turnover here and allow a turnover and then give the Greyhounds good field position, even a guy like Conway who's returned two, four touchdowns.
George throwing, has to go right side screen pass to Coe. Coe cannot break the tackle. He'll be brought down by a pack of Greyhounds. Sean Stetson and Sam Story will split that tackle and bring him down behind the line of scrimmage. At a fourth and 16 on the way, and Warren Central will be forced to punt. How about that rush there by Nick Sennar, the senior coming in? First time we've called his name this evening. But getting the pressure in the face of Jeff George, forcing that throw.
It's always a good move. It's always great for a player when I have to put their name onto that stat sheet and onto, and I give them the little asterisk beside their name. That's exactly what I've had to do with Nick Sennar. Not a guy early on in the season that I really expected to do anything, but he's come here playing the Rover position, 27 solo tackles.
Burke's almost able to block that one, but Baldwin will receive the punt return. Baldwin will be brought down at the 35-yard line, and penalty flags fly everywhere at about the 40, so this one might be coming back a little ways. But nonetheless, the Carmel Greyhounds look to start with some pretty good field position any way you look at it, even with the penalty. 3-0 is your score with 8:19 remaining in the third quarter. The Carmel Greyhounds defense has been spectacular this evening.
Yeah, it looked like Zach Woods might have gotten a shoulder on a back of a warrior here. It's really the only look I was able to get. Had a mental flag go off in my head. But again, we've seen some after-the-play shenanigans from both teams.
Legal block in the back is the official call. And that one will be 10 yards from the spot of the foul, so that'll line them up at about the 49-yard line of the Warren Central Warriors. So still some good field position when you look at it that way. Good return there by Thomas Baldwin, negated. The Carmel Greyhounds will come back out onto the football field with 8:19 remaining in the third quarter. With the 3-0 lead, this is a very important drive for the Greyhounds. They got to come away with some points here, possibly open up this lead. Isaac James, Secure Pascal, and the crew will come back out onto the field, lined up off of that left hash at the Warren Central 49-yard line after the penalty. Three wide shotgun set, two receivers out to his right. We've seen Roberts exclusively from the slot on both ends so far tonight. James fakes the handoff, looking deep down the field, has an open man, but just leads him a little too far. He had Baldwin with about 4 yards of separation, not able to connect, and that's the first passing mistake we've seen from James this evening.
So James has missed Baldwin, and Baldwin has missed James, both not helping each other out. Again, we saw earlier in that first half, Thomas Baldwin dropping a pass that would have been a touchdown there. Now Isaac James missing his man, which was Baldwin, which would have been a touchdown there. Nice job, though, by Baldwin to get some separation on his defensive back, who had really kind of cheated up for the first time tonight.
Same formation set this time. It will be a handoff to Pascal up the middle. Pascal trying to get to the 45-yard line, and he will. That'll be about a gain of 4 yards. Pascal closing in on that 100-yard game, had 93 at the end of last drive. That'll bring him up to 97 in the ballgame. 7:55 and counting in the third quarter. The ball will be lined up at the 46-yard line of the Warren Central Warriors for a third down and 7. That's the danger of taking those shots downfield early on first down. Limits you only two more plays afterwards. Same formation set. Roberts moves in motion this time. Triple option. Will receive the handoff off the right side. Roberts races to the sideline. Has some open field. Cuts back, and he will have enough for the first down. Brought down at the 36-yard line. And there will be a penalty flag at the end of this one. We'll wait to see what this call is. 11-yard gain there by Austin Roberts. And what a block there. Deep down the field by, looked like Thomas Baldwin, the wide receiver. And Jason Baldridge a little bit there getting in on the action. Wait to see what this penalty is. Officials will discuss it. Thrown out about the 35. Sportsmanlike conduct against Warren Central. That's the second time this evening against Warren Central. And that will give the Carmel Greyhounds 15 more yards. So losing 30 yards of field position so far tonight on sportsmanlike penalties are the Warren Central Warriors.
And not only that, but the penalty was on number 20, Stephen Bledsoe. If you remember that name, folks, that's the senior defensive back. He had a pass interference call again on him in the first quarter. A nice play out there. Isaac James had him on the left side. Would have been a touchdown. It was. His intended receiver was Jason Baldridge, and then Bledsoe got his hand. So, again, Bledsoe getting in on some after-the-action shenanigans right there. Got to watch yourself. Again, territory where you can't be making mental mistakes.
Roberts moves in motion once again. They fake the handoff. James goes up the middle, gets leveled at the 20-yard line, and he'll be knocked down officially at the 19. Gain of 2 yards for Isaac James off the quarterback keeper. Keep putting a couple men, a couple spies on him. Cottrell Moss coming up with a big stop at the line of scrimmage. That's the second big hit we've seen from Cottrell Moss this evening, the first one being on Austin Roberts. Second down and 8 at the Warren Central 19-yard line off of that right hash. 6:50 and counting in the third quarter. Carmel with the 3-0 lead. 4-wide shotgun set. Fake the handoff. James has some open room up the middle of the field. Runs into the referee, but now has some open field once again. Dives across to about the 7-yard line. That'll be enough for the first down. First down and goal for the first time this evening for either team. It is first down and goal.
That's been a testament to the way Isaac James has run. Been able to bounce off really anybody, not even just including defenders, but now the referee, able to make things happen. Even after that initial contact, that's the kind of guy you want, the kind of rusher who's not going to go down at that first hit, but is going to keep his legs moving forward.
Three wide shotgun set for James. He's throwing all the way this time, looking into the end zone towards that left side, and Roberts, and he has to throw that one away. Great coverage down the field by the likes of number 18, Williams. He's been doing that all season. Had a great pass breakup in the end zone early in the first half. Second down and goal from the 8 coming up.
And really, Mike, Kelty Williams is winning this battle against Isaac James. Credit James, though, making a smart decision, throwing the ball where only his receiver could. But Mike, Kelty Williams doing a nice job of forcing that bad pass there, forcing the decision by James and not allowing any separation with the receiver.
Going to get a couple substitutions in right now for the Carmel Greyhounds. Getting some wide receivers. Baldridge will check back into the ball game. He's lined up to the left. Pascal is the tailback after the 4-wide shotgun set. Has the handoff, and actually James keeps it. Indecision by James will bring him back, and he'll lose a few yards, and it will be third down and goal from the 12. 6:18 and counting remaining in the third. And I'll set it down to start so promising. First down and goal from the 7 is now third down and goal from the 12. 3-0 is your score in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds. Couple more substitutions coming in. John Lampe checks into the ballgame as the quarterback. The passing quarterback, Lampe, for the first time in 3 weeks, is on the football field. 4-wide shotgun set for him, and he's passing, looking towards the end zone under pressure. He's not going to escape the pressure, brought down behind the line of scrimmage, and that will be a sack for number 77, Cameron Thomas, the senior defensive lineman. There is nowhere for Lampe to go. That will bring on the field goal unit for the Carmel Greyhounds, losing a lot of field position on that one. The ball will be at the 21-yard line. Nowhere for Lampe to go. Was looking to pass. Had little time to think about it, as Kramer will come back out for a 30-yard-plus try. This one will be in the upper 30s. Looks to be about a 38-yard attempt. We'll wait for the official. Yep, 38-yard attempt for Adam Kramer. 4-for-4 on the season in Lucas Oil Stadium. 1-for-1 tonight. Every point matters. These are the state finals. The kick is up from Adam Kramer. The kick is up, and the kick will be good. Adam Kramer remains perfect in Lucas Oil, and that makes it a 6-point game.
Not just good. That was beautiful. Right down the middle there, but credit Cameron Thomas, defensive lineman. We've talked about this. This line needs to step up, doing a nice job there to force the drive to a dead stop right there. Comes in here. He's got 10 solo tackles, but he's really been an assist guy. 21 assists, really a team player. doing a fine job tonight, and that defensive line has really been what stopped the Greyhounds in their tracks.
Now Warren Central does need a touchdown in order to catch up with the Carmel Greyhounds, and as we know, extra points are no guarantee in high school football. We've seen so far this year very talented kicker, but let's wait to see what comes with this next drive with Warren Central.
But I want to go back to that last play, Jesse, because there was something that happened that we have not seen in a very long time, which is John Lampe coming off the bench and playing quarterback. And it's really seemed that John Lampe has been that guy who's just at the wrong place at the wrong time. It seems like whenever they call on his name, it's a third and seven or a third and nine against all these odds. And we've seen Lampe do so well. A fourth and 18 is able to complete a pass over the middle and keep a drive going, and then to do it again on a fourth and seven to Thomas Baldwin. That stuff doesn't happen. It takes a very talented quarterback in John Lampe. But sometimes you put him into a position where there's really nothing he can do, and the defense makes a good play. And sometimes that quarterback actually takes some of the credit there that's not due to him. In fact, John Lampe's got to keep his head up. If he gets the call again, got to go in there and deliver like he's done so many times before.
There might be a point later on in this game. You know, we might have 5:02 remaining in the fourth quarter rather than the third quarter. They need a touchdown to get back into the ball game. You never know. And John Lampe is going to have to come back out and deliver a strike. Can't keep that play in his mind. Got to throw it into the back of your mind. Forget about it.
And you just really throw up a thanks there for the fact that Isaac James can throw the ball now. The fact that he's done a nice job, because that just confuses the defense all the more. You've got a guy in Isaac James now. He can throw the ball and John Lampe can throw the ball. You're taking a gamble when one of them comes off the field. Beforehand, it was easy. John Lampe, passing quarterback, he's going to pass. Isaac James, running quarterback, he's going to run. You've added complexity to your offense now. You're going to begin to see different shades here. Warren Central's going to have to do some guessing on defense.
Adam Kramer just knocked down that 38-yard field goal attempt. We'll be kicking this one away back deep to the Warren Central Warriors. 2 of 2 on the evening on the touchbacks, trying to go 3 for 3 now. This one is up and away. This one's going to stop short of the end zone, and they will have a chance to return this one. Here comes Darius Lee. Darius Lee tries to break to the outside, but great kickoff coverage by the likes of Luke Parker and Alex Akins will bring him down exactly at the 21-yard line. 4:57 remaining in the third quarter. Very fast-moving third quarter so far. The Carmel Greyhounds, when their offense is out on the field, they're going to take a lot of time off of that game clock, that rush-heavy team that they have. 6-0 is your score as Jeffrey George comes back out onto the field to play quarterback. It looks like we're actually going to possibly have a Wildcat formation coming up here from Warren Central, and we do. They will go with the handoff over towards that left side, trying to break to the outside. He's number 32. That's Cliff Thomas. Dakota Gillespie, one of the wide receivers, leading wide receivers, coming out in the Wildcat formation, it would seem. Let's see if we're going to see any more. Jeffrey George still over on that sideline, standing around the coaching staff. We're going to get another play here from Dakota Gillespie. So playing at the quarterback position, 3-wide shotgun formation set. They put a man in motion. He's going to keep this one for himself. Off the right tackle, breaking tackle, still in the open field, is going to be pushed out of bounds. That will be number 18 by Kelty Williams. So not only is he getting a lot of defensive play in, coming in and playing a Wildcat position now. On this handoff, two different players taking handoffs now, and Jeffrey George will come back in and play the quarterback position, a third quarterback on this drive for Warren Central. 3-wide shotgun formation. Setti has a first down at their own 37-yard line. Takes a snap, and we have a dead ball penalty before anything can happen here. Who moved first? It will be a false start against the Warren Central Warriors, putting him back 5 more yards, first down and 15 from their own 32-yard line.
Go ahead. No, I'm kidding, Jesse.
4:18 remaining here in the third quarter. 6-0 is your score.
Caring is sharing. I'll let you go first. Dakota Gillespie, number 11. How about him coming off, playing that quarterback position? And I like Warren's decision here. They're choosing to fight fire with fire. Why not get some complexity in your offense and make the defense guess? I love that call there. I think you keep him in even.
4-wide shotgun formation set. George throwing all the way. He has to step up in the pocket. He's going to be leveled behind the line of scrimmage. The ball comes loose. They're going to say he was down by contact. Who got to him first? The likes of Maza and Davis. Davis coming off of the safety blitz there. Makes first contact. A little bit of help from Maza. And Andrew Tin able to bring him down for the sack. Second down and 18 on the way from their own 29.
Credit Nick Sinar there again playing that defensive tackle position. But he crashed right and created this massive hole there. Able to see that nice safety blitz, and you leave Jeff George mightily exposed there, able to get a nice hit on him, bring down him for the sack.
Three wide shotgun formation set, two receivers out to his left for the second down and 18, his own 29. Has time to throw, looks over, screen pass to the left, finds his man, that's Mason. Mason will be brought down at the 30-yard line, so no gain there. That'll bring up third down and very long for the Warren Central offense. 3:16 and counting remaining here in the third quarter. The Carmel Greyhounds still holding on to that 6-0 lead. Jalen Coe checks back into the game for the Warriors. Third down and 17 is the official spot here. It was on 30-yard line off of that left hash. They're going four wide shotgun set, two receivers on each side for George. Greyhounds fake showing blitz, now back off. George drops back to pass over the middle for Gegner. Gegner comes up with the reception. He'll be brought down at the 48-yard line of the Carmel Greyhounds, and a gain of 23. We'll have enough for the first down, and now in Greyhound territory. What a beautiful strike there from Jeff George.
I think you need to start moving it forward now. You need your pacing up. Begin to push this ball. Jeff George needs to take less time in that huddle. Call quick plays. Get to the line. Make the defense play from behind. Make them play on their heels. You can't be going over the sideline each time. You got to speed it up a little bit. After a big play, it's important that you begin to capitalize. Move the pacing forward. You can begin to shift the momentum to your side of the ball.
Gegner with his third down reception for a first down. Under pressure, George has to throw. Now running out, rolling out to his right. Still looking to pass. Going to be brought down at midfield by Landon Sinis. That one will go down as a sack as he loses 2 yards. Great job on the pursuit by the cornerback, Landon Sinis. Playing a little bit of zone there. Sinis is able to step up to the initial pressure from the interior seven. Sinar not able to chase him down, but Sin is coming down from that right sideline. We'll bring up second down and 11 from the Carmel 49-yard line. Minute 53 remaining here in the third quarter. Looks like we're going to have another wildcat situation here with Mike Helty. Takes a snap, hands that one off, now keeps it, goes up the middle, not getting anywhere. He'll be brought down after about a gain of 2 yards. Mike Helty Williams coming back in to take his second snap of the drive. Third down and 8 on the way. Let's see if we're going to see Jeffrey George come back in. Like Kelty Williams looking over towards that sideline. He's going to stay in, it looks like, as the quarterback. Going back to that team huddle now. So not seeing what could be considered a passing down. We're not seeing Jeff George. 1,700 passing yards on the season. Three wide shotgun formation set for Williams. Putting a man in motion. Williams is going to run this one himself. Off the left tackle. He's going nowhere. And the front seven of the Carmel Greyhounds, met initially by Ryan Sondels and Anthony Mazza and company. Sam Story also getting in on the action. Will bring him down. Fourth and 8 on the way.
Williams hasn't thrown the ball once this season. The defense not fooled with that one at all. Knew that Williams was going to have to run the ball, considering he hasn't even thrown it once this entire season. In fact, not even listed on the roster as a doubling quarterback there. So coming in, bringing him in, was doing a nice job on first and second down. But on third down, you got to be thinking a little smarter than that. Again, bringing this punting unit on very quickly. A nice move there by Warren Central.
Drew Sammeyer stands at his own 40, fields it cleanly, going to punt this one away. Back to the likes of Jason Baldridge off of that right side. Baldridge will let it bounce, and it will be downed at the Carmel 20-yard line. 19 seconds remaining in the third quarter, and the Carmel Greyhounds offense have a very important drive coming up in front of them. 19 seconds remaining here in the third quarter, 6-0 in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds. They will start this next drive again off of that right hash at the 20-yard line after it was downed. It's a very important drive, trying to take a lot of game clock off, but you have to try to come away with some points here. 6-point lead. Don't feel very comfortable with that as James puts a man in motion. That is Roberts. He loses the football. James trying to get back on top of it. The Warren Central Warriors will get the turnover at the 18-yard line as James loses the football off of the handoff, trying to get it to Roberts.
I was just about to say, Jesse, that if you're thinking about getting up and taking a snack break because of the end of the third quarter, it's not over yet. Big time things can happen, even in small amounts of time there, and a costly mistake for the Greyhounds. You don't normally see the option go wrong And Isaac James just loses his gripping on the ball, and that is a hot potato on the ground. James is not able to recover, and a nice job by Warren to hold on to that. And now if you're Warren Central, you're only down by six. You've got a shot at the end zone before this third quarter is over and put some extra added pressure on the Greyhounds coming into the fourth.
That one was Darian Howard on the fumble recovery. Second time we called his name tonight. One wide flex bone set for Jeff George under center at the Carmel 18-yard line. Takes the snap. He's thrown out of the way. Rolling out to his right. Going into the end zone. That one's up for grabs. Coming down with it is Zach Gegner. And we have ourselves a tie ball game in the end zone for the touchdown.
Wide open. Beautiful read there by Jeffrey George. It's been Gegner, Gegner, and more Zach Gegner. Gegner right there creates the spacing, reads the zone very well, running between defenders. And the only thing Jack Conway can do is watch Zach Gegner catch his tip and come down with 7 points.
8 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. In a span of 11 seconds, this went from the Carmel Greyhounds having possession to being a tie ball game, with Hernandez going to try to tack this one up. And for the first time this evening, the Warren Central Warriors have a 7-6 lead. Impressive throw and catch there from George to Gegner. Drawn up perfectly. Nothing the Carmel secondary could do right there to watch this one go by as Gegner was able to come up with it after a little bit of a deflection from Jack Conway. A huge turn of events, and now the Carmel Greyhounds find themselves trailing in the fourth quarter once again. Took one play to go 18 yards, 6 seconds. Zach Gegner's really been the story, as you mentioned, for the Warriors. 5 catches, 74 yards, and 1 touchdown. 74 of the 95 yards have gone to one receiver. Carmel Greyhounds will have another kickoff return opportunity coming up. 8 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. We've seen the Carmel Greyhounds with comeback wins throughout this season. Really was the name of the game throughout the heart there of games of weeks 5 through 9. Hernandez set to kick this one away. From his own 40-yard line, Roberts back deep to return for the Greyhounds. This one's up and away. Looks to stay in play for Roberts, who takes it at the 4-yard line. Roberts races upfield, has some open field. Austin Roberts down the left sideline. Roberts heading down. He's being chased from behind. Here comes Roberts at the 20. Roberts is going to go into the end zone. Touchdown, Carmel Greyhounds!
That is the run right there. Austin Roberts done it once before this season. He's the kind of guy who could take it into the end zone. Right there on one play, answers right back. 6 seconds, Warren Central's got 7 points. And in 2-3 seconds, Austin Roberts. And folks, our excitement quickly dying here as we see a flag, a dreaded flag in the backfield, which normally signals one thing and one thing only, which could be a holding call.
That would be a detrimental feeling for the Carmel Greyhounds. If they're going to have to bring this one all the way back. Roberts had daylight in front of him. Would have had to happen behind him. Will be a personal foul. Unnecessary roughness against the Carmel Greyhounds, and the touchdown's coming back. It remains 7-6. The Carmel Greyhounds will have possession to open up the fourth quarter, but Austin Roberts almost doing it again. A detrimental feeling. And now the offense will have to come back out onto the field. You got to keep your head back into this game. See if we can try to spot where this penalty was. Roberts headed up the field. No, untouched all the way to the end zone. The play had to have happened behind Roberts.
And Coach Kevin Wright completely and utterly livid. We didn't see anything that caught our attention. Saw a little bit of pushing and shoving. I can't make out the Greyhound, but it looked like number 27, Willie Westby, a senior defensive back, got into it with a Greyhound around the 40-yard line where the flag was called.
Officials meet to discuss field position here at the end of the third quarter, but a crazy turn of events. And really, all this happening within about 20 seconds of game clock going off. The Carmel Greyhounds took over with 19 seconds remaining in the third quarter. The turnover on the first play, the touchdown by Warren Central. And then we go back. Austin Roberts' kickoff return for a touchdown will be taken back. You're listening to 91.3 WHAE. Stay tuned for the final quarter here from Lucas Oil Stadium.